Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God. Yes, good to see all of you. And yeah, let's give another big hand clap to the worship team. Yes, they did wonderful. And when the microphones were not working, I was impressed that they took the initiative to do something that can make things work. Glory be to God. Amen. So we thank them for that. Hallelujah. That also means that I'm soon retiring from being the choir master. Hallelujah. Yes, that is very important. Always, you know, like take the initiative. It is said that, there was a war somewhere. Either the Second World War or something. And it is said that the side which won the war, okay, were they called the Allies? Anyway, yeah, the British and the Americans and the Russians who won that war, apparently they won it not because they were better trained than the opposition, but you see, what happened, you know, people train for war. Soldiers train for war. Like if they are going to attack Ntinda, they know which road they are going to use, which building they are going to hit, at what time, with which weapons. Okay? Now, that is theory. Okay? When you get on the ground, like when they throw you down, or when you land, when you get into Ntinda, things always don't happen as you plan. Okay? So what happened is, guys had to get off the script. You understand? If they had remained on the script, they were going to get hammered, to get hit, to lose. Okay? So Rick Jonas says that what saved them was the ability of every soldier to take the initiative to do what was off script, what they didn't plan, but what they thought can work at that moment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is very important. Hallelujah. And so, yes, like all of us, wherever we are, in our homes, at our workplaces, at church, all right? In a sense, you're all called to be leaders. Hallelujah. You're all called to be what? Leaders. If you see something is wrong, take the initiative. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Okay? Students, okay? If you are at home or at school and you see, you know, a paper has been like, you know, anyway, like trash, okay? Don't wait for the sweeper or the person who takes care of the compound to come and pick it up. Hallelujah. Do it. You've seen something wrong. Do it. Don't wait for abagenyo kujja. Then you're like, but the cleaner, but you saw it. Okay? I tell you, like in a home, all right? It is not the cleaner as swala. You understand? The cleaner or the maid or whoever is not the one who gets the shame, The shame. No, it is father, mother, children, mwa abaswala. And the cleaner, or whoever it is, at the end of the month, will still get their salo. But because, you know, someone saw what was wrong and they just, hallelujah, looked the other way. Okay? Don't do that. Hallelujah. Always do the right thing. Hallelujah. Like what the worship team did today. Glory be to God. Okay? We give them big hand clap. But I'm also inquisitive, but I'll get to know later. To know who took that step. Hallelujah. Okay. But I'll get to know. Okay. Since I'm also part of them. That was beautiful. That was good. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes. Hallelujah. So, yes, Esther, she said that we are in the revival of the word, okay? Yes. And, yes, by Thursday, I thought I was going to talk about the word, to encourage us to get into the word, you know, why we should be in the word, okay? And, when I left, I think Saturday morning, lying in bed, you know, then I woke, anyway, I was like, now, like I couldn't feel the word thing, okay? Situally, you know, not when I'm faith, all right? Well, I did a sermon on faith, but I don't feel it, okay? I kept the scriptures, but then I began on what? Something else, and that's something I felt the life of God. Glory be to God. And that is what we're going to talk about. Amen? Yes, we're going to, I have a, but it is simple, eh? And I believe it is, it's supposed to be a reminder, or it's supposed to get us to take this subject that I'm going to talk about, to take it more seriously. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory. Anyway, yeah, so we're going to talk about, that. Let God multiply your money. Hallelujah. Let God do what? Multiply your money. Glory be to God. Yeah. Rachel did a very wonderful, a beautiful slide. Amen. Yeah, let God do what? Multiply your money. Hallelujah. Amen. What inspired me to talk about this was a dream I had on Thursday. Okay, Thursday morning, I had a dream which we should be up here. Amen. So I dreamt that Geraldine and I, Geraldine is my wife, for your own information, yes, had acquired a second house. And this time, the house was in Uluwowa. All right? Then in the dream, Apostle Serada appeared to me and told me, okay, so he used English and Uluganda. So he told me that means, okay, what I dreamt about there, second house, he said that means that sentezo zigenda kwoze sebuamu. Hallelujah. All right? And what okoze sebuamu sente means it is there, okay? It is a Luganda saying, okay, which means that your money is going to be multiplied. Glory be to God. Okay? Mark, Namanya, you know, okoze samu sente. Okoze samu, okay? So, yes, on Thursday, when I shared this dream, we studied, okay? Where that phrase comes from, okay? Because it doesn't make sense, you know? Okoza means to wash. So how can washing money mean multiplying money? Okay? Who knows why okoze samu sente means multiplying money? Who knows, apart from those who are... Anyway, it's there, but why does it mean that? The meaning is there, but why does it mean that? You come. That's what?
Anyway, I've heard and I think I've also seen when people are making fake money, counterfeit money, there's some chemicals that they use to wash the paper or the coins. I've seen the coins being washed and they come out like real money.
Anyway, yeah, so that's what, yeah, you know, eh? There's a chemical, okay? So they get papers, okay? Put them in that chemical and then, you know, eh? They pull them out and it's money, okay? You know, eh? So that's why the phrase, okoze samu, over okoza, sente, who comes from, all right? So initially it was, but is it also done like in printing, like legal rights, printing of money? Mark, yes? Like how do they make money? But no, eh? You play, but these guys, you know, and they have, but you've heard of those things, eh? Yeah, guys, man, they could fell out, there was, you know, these things come in what? Waves. Okay, again, this is why it is important to know what happened in the past. Because right now, that thing is no longer there. Like it shall, eh? It chilled, eh? It was chilled. Alright? But it will come back. It will come back. Then some people will be kufelad. Alright? So they would bring a chemical. Anyway, they would, the story would be something like, so they come to you, okay? They come to you, then they say, Kati, what we now, anyway, you know, what we know this thing, you know, not na ye, chemical, okay? It would deco like the chemical is getting what? We finish, oh, it is. We finish, so we want you to give us what? Money, so that we can buy a chemical and then we make this what? Yes, the money. Then they show you, you understand, what will happen when they get the chemical. They give you a sample, all right? They get a thing, then they use the little chemical, which is left on them, and then they put a paper, then they pull out man, dimes. There is no way you're not going to get money to give them, okay? In fact, they even leave you with the what? The chemical. You understand, eh? Just to show how honest they are, like now, you tell them, man, the what? They leave you with it, you know? Okay? They did, I mean, they could feel that people, reverends, what? Eh? Okay? I was told that the reverend of St. Andrew's Bukoto was hammered, man. And for him now, he mobilized dimes from church members. Nabai talagama walwo direno. Mu investing. Man, the guy to lose his reverendship. Okay? Yes, you've heard of those things, eh? So you know them, but you're pretending that you what? You live in heaven. Even heaven knows that those things are what? Happening because heaven looks down on the earth. Alright? So, that phrase, okay, initially, okay, was for counterfeiting, okay, money. But then later, it also became, or it was now used to mean multiplying money in the right way, all right? Like when your Dennis Mujimba is not here. When the government, okay, you're a teacher, you're a science teacher, and the government refuses to pay you your money, all right? Sometimes, anyway, yeah, it might not be government only, but your employer, wherever you work, when they don't give you your money, sometimes it's not that they don't have it, or when there's a delay, okay? It's because they get that money, then they put it either like on fixed deposit, okay? They get interest from it, and then 6 months later, they give you your money, which you've been shouting, you know, eh? They're like, what a noble sentence. Meanwhile, guys have made money, but sentence, but, eh? Yes. So that's what it means. Glory be to God. Amen. As in they have made money using your money. So they give you your 50K, okay, but you don't know how much they have made. And you're not supposed to know because all you need is your what? Money, your salary of Jan. Glory be to God. So anyway, I get this dream and my wife and I have acquired a second house in Ulubowa. All right. And then Apostle Serada comes to me and tells me that means Sentezo Zigenda Kozesewam. As in, that means your money is going to be multiplied. Glory be to God. All right. And that's, so this is a dream that inspired me to talk about how God can multiply our money. All right. And since it is God who multiplies it, it is not counterfeiting. All right. and it is not a lie. Okay. Because even in the scriptures, as we shall see, yeah, it happens. Hallelujah. Now, when I had this dream, of course, man, it was a beautiful dream, as in too good to be true, okay? And I was in this state, I was like, is this dream from, because this entire year, by the way, I haven't dreamt anything authentic, anything from heaven, all right? I've dreamt stuff, but I know, it is just my mind or whatever, So this entire year, nothing. I think I last dreamt maybe in August. Hallelujah. Serving the Lord, loving the Lord, all right? Reading the word. Glory be to God. Amen? Reading the word, reading the dreams in the word. Hallelujah. All right? And, walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't have to dream to walk with God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you don't have to dream to really know the will of God. Hallelujah. And if you're not dreaming, it doesn't mean you're not spiritual. It might be, but it might not be. Well, never slam balota. You know that. When you're not saved, once upon a time you had a dream, when you're not, which was real, and things, happen. So it means dreaming does not necessarily mean that what? That you are a man, or you are more yo. Not necessarily. For some people, yes, that's what it means. For some people, no. Glory. And so I didn't dream. So now this beautiful dream comes. And you are like, God, where is this? What? I'm like, God, okay. I wish it was true. I would want to believe. Because I was last in Ulubowa, I think in 2006, okay? I visited KPC, now it is called Watoto South, okay? This is like 2006, and since then, I haven't been there, but I hear, okay, that man, it is a wonderful place, okay? It's, I fear to use this word, because visitors might say that bano ba pastor. But I hear it's a posh place. Eh? Okay? It is a rich place, isn't it? There's a guy I know. Okay? Someone here was called to put this rich guy in town, okay? I think he was staying in Muyenga, okay? Muyenga. And then apparently, he was building, I think, last year, a house in Ulubowa. Then he called someone from this church to, to help him to install a what? Like a lift. It is just a story, a double what? A story, eh? Naga lift. And so he tells this rich LAT member that, I'm building my retirement house. I take a small house because now the children have all gone. So I take a small house. Okay, so he's shifting from Muyenga, okay, to a small house in Kuruboa, which needs a lift. All right. Glory be to God. Amen. And what other story have I heard from that man? Let me say a story which will annoy some people, but you shouldn't get annoyed in the house of the Lord. Okay? You wait to get annoyed until what? The service ends. Yeah. Should I say it? But one tribe might turn against another, what? People might turn anyway. But I'll tell you, should I? Anyway, fine. Yeah, that will be after what? The service. Glory be to anyway, but so I get this beautiful what? Dream. Yep. But as the day progressed, that is Thursday, I started to really feel like, you know, this dream is from heaven. Okay? This dream is from heaven. Because even that phrase, like of course, you know, you're dreaming in English, then a Luganda phrase, you're like, the mind. There's some things which you're like, this wasn't the mind, you know. And one of the reasons why I was so slow to believe it is because we entered our house, okay, in October, which is 6 months now. So you've just entered a new house, okay, and a beautiful house. Then now, at the end, there's one which you can be like, yeah, no way. This is not from heaven, eh? Okay? But then as the day progressed, I began to feel that this dream is from God. Hallelujah. Okay? And you know when something is very good, not like me, I find it hard to keep quiet about it. The little thing that, man, if you say your things, then the devil is going to get to know and mess you up. Eh? That can be true or what. But for me, I was like, no. I'll say it. The devil gets to know, then we shall fight. Okay? I'll fight the good. What? Fight. But I need to say this thing to glorify God. All right? So on Thursday, that day, I came and I'm like, Nenda kuwa of Judas. All right? And I did, you know, those who are here, I did, because you are to a house, you know, Luboa. Okay? There's someone, by the way, in this church who has land there. Very soon I might approach you. Okay? Hallelujah. For when the money is what? What? Yes, when God has multiplied my money, I might approach and we talk. All right? Or I might approach the other rich man. All right? Yeah. And say, as in Jintunzi, as you know, go to Ukira, where you said all, and some guys have gone and bought all the land, and, you know, yeah, go and join them. Anyway, so so I testified about that, okay? And as I said on Thursday, I believed it was from heaven, and you know, yeah. Now, when the prayer meeting closed, Dennis Mujimba, okay, who told me that he had also had a dream that morning, same day. Hallelujah. My name is Kama Moroji. You know, Dennis had a dream that same morning. Okay? And you all know, Dennis in this church is our dreamer. Yeah, whether it's spiritual on a certain day or not, for him, it is in his DNA. It is his what? His thing. So he says that he dreamt when he was seated with me in our living room upstairs at home in that posh place. Yeah. So he says that he noticed that I was wearing a shirt that was identical to the one he also had on, okay, which he had received from his sister-in-law as a present. Okay? Then as he's looking at me wearing a shirt identical to his, he says that he saw a man coming, okay, in the room and putting a similar shirt on me. All right? And so I was wearing two identical shirts. All right? And the dream did what? It ended. Now, if you are Dennis Mujimba on Thursday, then you come to Pastor what? Who Moses, stay in. But the, I dreamed you had a shirt on, then you had another one. Okay? What would that dream mean? Yeah. It would mean multiplication. Of what? Of what? Possessions. Yeah? What about shirts? As in. Keep things simple. Shirts. We're going to find a shirt. So now, you can see where they got the word esati. Okay? Hey, buddy, I've just gotten this what? Revelation. Okay? Esati. So that also means that once upon a time, you people who call shirts esati, mwali temwambala sati. Do you understand? Yeah, because you did not, anyway, you understand, eh? Mwali temwambala, see? Anyway, that is something. Anyway, yeah, so what would it mean? So now my thinking is God gave Dennis that dream. All right? For my benefit or for my encouragement. Because you remember it was a dream too good to be true. You understand? Eh? And God knew that I would have issues with what? Believing it. Okay? I dreamt in ages. Okay? Then we had just entered a new house. You understand? Eh? So how do you believe that now? I think I can say, you know, eh? Then the location alone, man, just say, this dream is evidently not from heaven. You see, eh? Because even now, okay, my wife and I can't buy another plot of land in Nsasa. Okay? Not that we are interested in, but then we can't, and anyway, we don't have money to even buy, you know, any, you know, eh? Now, how does God say now, Ulubowa? Do you understand, eh? As in, you struggled, but as in the money you spent, eh? Unsasa, it was too much money. It was like, man, never again. Do you understand? Eh? Then now God ups the game. It takes you to what? As in, you're like, I've been able to, you know, eh? Okay? So God, he knows Ebambi, his beloved son, Moses, is going to what? Struggle to believe this. And I love him so much. Okay? I want to give him a second house in Uruba. So I need to do something to let him know that yes, indeed, this is from me. I'm gonna give you a second house in Lubowa. Glory be to God. Mufilinga. Oh, do you feel God? Glory be to God. Like my son Moses. Hallelujah. It's been so good to me. Hallelujah. Okay? I wanna house him, or I wanna give him what? Yes. And he's going to struggle to believe me. Now let me do something spectacular. On the same day, you guys, Dennis gets a dream. Okay? So my dream interprets Dennis's dream. So when Dennis comes to me and says that I was given a second shirt, now it is me who tells him that it means another house. Why? Because I also dreamed. Do you understand? Eh? And for me, when he tells me that, I'm encouraged that, oh yes, the dream was from heaven. Do you understand? Eh? All right? And how is it going to happen, okay, God will, and he's going to multiply my money. Okay? So that also means that this house is not going to be given to me for free. Okay? That's what it implies. It means either it will have to be bought, and it means that money will have to be spent. Glory be to God. And in Uluboa, okay, there's no house of what? Of 12M. I don't think there's even a house of what? Unless some guy took a bank loan and now, bamu, as in, things are bad, loan sharks, you know, And the guy say, if you just have 150M, please, Katiao, that's when you also run to the bank. Mumpeyo, what? Do you understand? Anyway, of course, all of that joke. But what I'm saying is, God is going to multiply what? My money. And I look forward to that. When that will be, I don't know. Okay? Did you welcome visitors? Okay. Because I see a lady wasn't been here before. Let's welcome her. Okay? Yes. And a handsome gentleman there. Yeah. What's your name? Daniel. Okay. Your Olivia's sister, brother, friend. Okay. And madam, what's your name? Sheila. Okay. You're all welcome. Amen. Yeah. In this church, you cannot get COVID. Okay. We are socially distanced. Bologna. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. So what was I saying? Where was I? Yeah. Anyway, whatever I was saying, I said it. But now, I wanted to say that when I got this dream, I was reminded, okay, of the year 2013. Our firstborn, Eden, sweetheart Eden, was born in 2011. And most of you know the circumstances in which she was born. Wonderful, you know, because God is like, I'm doing this for your child, your firstborn, because of your generosity, okay? The many children you've taken care of over the years, and I want to bless your child, okay? So dreams come, get a child now where she should be born. And it happens. Okay, then 2 years later, when Eden was like a year or so old, we get another dream. Okay, get a second child. And I, God, I'm going to do for the second child exactly what I did for the first one. Why? Because of your generosity. Okay, you blessed other children. Now I'm going to bless your children, even your second born, with something greater, okay, than what you used to spend on others. Now, when Abigail, when she was born and we returned to Uganda, a few months later, okay, we are driving to work. Okay, then as we drive to work, I remember the dream I had in the night. And in this dream, someone gave me a coat, a jacket, all right? And a voice told me that jacket means that you have now received the anointing to build a house, okay? Because like you all know, we were renting an apartment in Chiwatule, okay? So he said, you have received an anointing to do what? To build a house for yourself. So I share that dream with my wife in the car. 2000 what? Yeah. Now, then my wife says, wait a minute, I also had a dream in the night. Okay? And her dream was someone or the Lord, I don't remember well, but anyway, a person, okay, came and told her that now that the children have come, okay, it is time to build your house, all right? And then that person added and said, and not just your house, but also houses for the children. Do you understand? Eh? So we're talking about 2013. Okay? This is important because we get land to build in 2018. This is 5 years later. And we begin to build in 2019. You understand? Eh? God gives you a dream today. Okay? Ofunye amafuta agwa, eh? Agwa, anyway, whatever. Oba go bufumbo, eh? Obufumbo is marriage, eh? Okay? Oba got business, oba go, you know, eh? Now, 5 years. 5 years. Okay? That's when actually you get the ability to do it. 5 years. So the things of God, you see, that is why when you receive a message from heaven, be careful not to add things to God's message which he didn't say. If you're to add something, put a disclaimer. Like if you're sharing it with people, say, yeah, but also this, I think it might be like, you understand? Say, I think. Don't add, you know, eh? So you dream 2013, the anointing to build. You now say at your next month, tutandika. Do you see how now, if you're not careful, or unless God intervenes, eh, you might, what's the word? You might embarrass him, eh? If God can be embarrassed. But anyway, you might, like if you might cause the things of God to be shunned. Very, you know, people dreaming, what? Eh? Who dreamt, Jan, what, a house, eh? Going to build now, then she says, Feb, Kati, what? Feb, they even, chasing you from the car, from the what? The small house in, what? The small retire. You understand, eh? So be careful, okay, not to add, then also for your own good, eh? Okay? Because now you see, you tell yourself next month, God said next month, God said next month I'm getting this. Then next month comes, and it goes with nothing. Do you know how you're going to get messed up? It's going to affect you negatively. Your relationship with God, eh, might get affected. Okay? Say, man, you know, God, what, you know? All right? Have a relative, eh? Years ago, before the worship team was born, she told me that what? That, you know, she had stopped attending church and what, eh? So she told me that what? That there's something God did to her, and she's very annoyed with God, but, you know, eh? That's why she wasn't in good things, what? Because God, you know, eh? But I believe she had just told herself things and then, you know, say God. And then God is like, no, just because you use my name for your thing doesn't mean I'm obliged, what? To do them. Hallelujah. Okay? So be careful, eh? Okay? But of course, 2013, I knew what, eh? Within months, of what we did to get in our college, kutandika. Okay, but it didn't happen. Okay, and we're not doing anything wrong. You understand? Eh? But it didn't happen. 15 comes and, you know, eh? And I'm like, whenever, you know, eh? Hallelujah. We have where we are staying. And first of all, no one can throw us out of that place. Okay, they could throw Geraldine and I out, but the owner of the place couldn't throw out what? The kids. For reasons some people know. Mwabakulu, Baba Gova, Muli Leslie, the Magara Kola. But the kids are, man, this one, let them stay. Hallelujah. So now, 201 with 13, anyway, yeah. Then, 5 years later, 6 years later, we have a house, okay? So, when this dream came, I remember those dreams, especially with Jira's dream. A time to build a house for yourselves and also houses for the children. So it occurred to me that God was following up on the other dream. Glory be to God. Okay? But then again, he sees the state I was in on Thursdays, like it will be Moses will struggle to believe this. Okay? Because I'm not saying that telling him to build in Nakasaja. Okay? Because Unsasa unaffordable now. The next village there is a place called Chitukutwe. Unaffordable. They, you understand? They no longer, Nakasaja is where you can get something, I guess, at 15M. You understand? Which you can see you all don't know where, what? Nakasaja. But it's there. And if you have money, you had better go and buy land there. Well, no, voila, it is far. Once upon a time, Chiwatule was far. Once upon a time, Chiwatule was far. People were brought to Chiwatule to buy land of like 5 million shillings. And they were staying in Bukoto. They refused. Chiwatule is far. Okay, they refused. Now, if they had bought land, they would now be worth billions. Okay? Chiwatule, you know? Then those same guys, one time, they told him, "Kati Nigeria." Why? I said, people don't learn. I'm telling you for me right now. In fact, there's some piece of land I'm paying off somewhere very far. Okay, I'm paying. Every month I pay something. Very far. But you see, I am 40 plus. Okay, and I've learned from history. That man, those things of it is far. My friend, one time you regret. Okay? And if it is still far, okay, by the time I die, okay, by the kids. Hallelujah. Such this man, Muzei, Yatulekele Taka. Hallelujah. And in those days it was far. My dad used to say the land is far. You know, eh? And for the kids now it will be what? To be another Uluboa. One time people were taken to Uluboa to buy land. So now you have to drive up, you know, eh? Okay. I think the traffic on Entebbe Road. But some other guys knew what plans were being made for Entebbe Road. And they ran there. Because those are the guys who are sailing to chaps who are relocating from Muyenga, okay, to, you know, to build like a small house, what? Glory be to God. Amen? So, God is good. Alright? Hallelujah. Alright? Now, how am I going to get that second house? God says he's going to multiply my money. Alright? And God is not only interested in multiplying my money, but also your money. Our money. Glory be to God. Now, according to the scriptures, okay, God is not a counterfeiter. Tadina came in court. Hallelujah. God multiplies your money when you are generous with it. Glory be to God. Okay, by the way, you guys, you should take this thing called generosity very seriously. Hallelujah. This thing works, people. Okay? If you begin it today, okay, you might not see the results tomorrow. But if you're consistent with it, people, it works. Hallelujah. You understand, eh? God will bless you. God will do amazing things for you if you're generous. Glory be to God. Okay, so money is seed, okay? Money is seed which God multiplies when it is generously given. Okay? Money is seed. You know those things. All right? But just because you know them, you won't intimidate me from with telling them to you again. See, in a mystery, generator. Hallelujah. Actually, I've brought you the mystery of what? Multiplication of money. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, some people are going to begin listening to me because I've added the word mystery to it. The mystery of money multiplication. Hallelujah. Okay? God multiplies money when you give it. Now, I'm not telling you give away all your money. Hallelujah. And please note, okay? Visitors, please note, I haven't said give me your money. Very important. Okay? Very, very what? Important. Okay, I haven't said give me your money. I've said be generous with what? Your money. Okay? And money is seed which when it is given, God multiplies it. Hallelujah. Are you feeling hot? No? You okay? Good. All right? Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 5. Okay? You remember chapters 8 and 9, Paul is encouraging the Corinthians to give, okay, to poor saints in Judea. All right? So he says in verse 5 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 that I thought it necessary to exhort, okay? That means to encourage the brethren, okay, who were with Paul, okay? So Paul sends these guys, okay, to go ahead of him and prepare your generous gift beforehand. All right? So you see, Paul is talking about generosity and the Corinthians preparing that which they're going to give, which of course must have included money. All right? Then in verse 6, he says, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. So from this we see that Paul is equating generosity with sowing. Okay? So that also implies that he's equating money to seed. Because it is seed that is sown. Hallelujah. So he says, but this I say, he who sows sparingly or he who gives money sparingly will also reap sparingly. Okay? And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Glory be to God. Okay? So, again, that passage of the Bible shows us that money is seed which God multiplies when it is generously given. Glory be to God. Alright? So God is, now like for my case, God was telling me, I'm going to multiply the money you have given in the past, or even the money you're giving now. I'm going to multiply it, okay, so that you're able to acquire a second house in Ulubowa. Okay? People say that there's new money in Ukira. That there's the new money is in what? Ukira, eh? But again, there's a small percentage of people who talk about what? Ulubowa. Because now it's like a small place, and the reason why I guess it is not even what? Talked about a lot is because, as in, no one likes, as in, you, at least in Kira I can afford something, what? You know? If I, you know, but Eddie, you don't talk about that one. Alright? So anyway, money is what? It's seed. So if you want your money to be multiplied, basically if you want more money, okay, be generous. Be what? Be generous. Be kind with your money. Hallelujah. Be nice with your money. You understand? Mugabe. Of course, Mugaba, most of you. Okay? Yeah, but continue and do it generously. Don't only give to your cousin's what? Wedding. Sometimes you can even say your wedding your cousin. No, no, for me, I'm going to give my money to Elisha for lunch. Okay? You understand? Eh? You see, your money, now I'm going to be bad, okay? Your money is not your clan's money. Do you understand? The same of you who you see your sister or your brother or your cousin who's rich, and you think she should spend, like her money is your money. Then when she doesn't give you some of the money, you want to get angry. But her money or his money is not family money. It is their money. And because it is their money, they're supposed to use it how they like. Okay? And especially so if they are born again, they're supposed to use it as the Lord leads. Not as what? Okay? Some idiot in the family, okay, decides to something ridiculous, okay, and then now you're obliged to spend money on the ridiculous thing because cousin. Do you understand? But God is, sometimes God will say, no, okay, used to be a cousin, two more sentences. Hallelujah, okay. As in, don't, okay? You send it to the other kid who's on TV, yet again, got their cancer treatment. Or just your maid Bambi, her kids are not going to school. You know, eh? So you give your maid money to educate her kids. Meanwhile, your cousin is not going to uni because no cash. And then guys get to know. Karo yawade banaye. Meanwhile, the maid is a Muganda. The kids is what? As in what? Bantu banje. You know. As in, but you see, Karo's money is not family money. Anyway, you believe your things. Eh? You believe that your money is family money. We younger than you, eh? But your money, first of all, is God's money. You are a steward. And you're supposed to use it as God what? As God leads, not as your father, you know. And women, man, your mother can even cry, why, you know. Eh? Get him, man, your cousin, why do you, my guy, the wedding, you're not going to. Yeah. And most men, when they see tears, man, there. They give in tears. Tears are a weapon, eh? But please, women, be nice, okay? Don't do those things. Cry when you really have to cry. But don't cry as a what? As a weapon. As what? Of mass destruction. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, whatever I was saying, I don't remember. But what I'm saying is, be generous with your money. Okay? And if God gives you money, be sure he's going to come for some of it. Do you understand? Of course, in addition to that, the tithe. Okay? He's going to come for what? With some of it. He's secretly now, you know. Yeah. There are money I gave you. Okay? Of course, God doesn't operate like some human beings. Okay? They give you something, then now they come to you. Now, you remember the other what? Suffer again. Now, also you, what? Either give me, you understand? Eh? God Didn't do that. Now, if there's anyone in this church who does a baby, now, that time I did for you this. Now also, you understand? Please, don't do that. When you give, you're going to God. You understand? Now, don't look to the individual you gave as the person you're supposed to receive a harvest from. You understand? Because even then, you might look for them where they used to stay in what? Umuyenga and man. Then you have it. What are you going to do? To manage again. Man, that place, the security is there. When they see you walking, man, they think you have come to steal from the rich. Okay? Or whichever car you're driving. Some old, what? Harriers, yes, you know, call police for you. Hallelujah. So people, be generous. Today we're not going to read a lot of what? Scripture. You know these things. And I haven't come to teach. I've just come to encourage you. Glory be to God. Amen. Be generous. It will benefit you. Okay? The Bible says somewhere that a kind man benefits himself. Hallelujah. And when you're generous, okay, don't be generous just on Monday. Then you wait for 3 months, All right? When they tell you that now, the other uncle who died, if you're Muganda, there's Olumbe, Then you give to family, Olumbe, You know Olumbe, Sam? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus said the same thing. Jesus said that, give and it shall be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your what? Bosom, your life, okay? Okay? Then he says that for with this same measure you use to give, it is a measure that will be used to give back to you. Essentially, what Paul also said, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Glory be to God. Amen? But pastor, these pastors of today, don't you know the hard economic times we are in? That's why we even don't come to church anymore, because now the money for the fuel, the transport, kati, to go to church, over tokola. Because even when you go to church, I think you have to give. Kati, things are tight, The other day, even with Besigye, wanted to protest with him. You understand? Now, I know things are tight. Okay? However, for me, I got the inspiration to tell you about this. Okay? By my dream. Okay? My dream inspired me, and I'm telling you about this. Okay? You don't have to give because the what? Things are tight. Hallelujah. You don't have to give. That's up to you. But you had better give, when things are tight. Hallelujah. Okay? If you're sensible, you should give when things are tight. Glory be to God. For some reason, very often it is that giving, when you actually shouldn't give, which touches the Lord's heart. Do you understand? Although the giving which God my kids to be born in the way they did. Like, my life was not what you'd call, like a comfortable life. I really had nothing. You understand? I had nothing. Okay? Those who knew me in those days, I had nothing. But all I had was a job, and that job used to give me seed. Okay? And in 1999, I had an audible voice when I was at university. Audible voice, I was alone in my room, and the voice told me that if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. Okay? So for me, the excitement of getting a job wasn't because now I was going to buy a phone. You understand, eh? Now I'm also going to eat at a tipsy. Do you guys remember tipsy in Wonder Girl? Tipsy. You know, eh? Now I'm going to also now have some cool jeans. Yeah? You know, eh? For me, it was like, now I'm getting money, now I'm going to give. Do you understand? Eh? My first job was in Chenjojo, okay? So the office headquarters, Kampala, so I'm sent to Chenjojo, a rural place, man. Eh? That time, 2000, what? 2000, what, Sam? 2003, you know? No, Chenjojo is a new district, no power, what? But man, the dimes I was earning, even what? The MTN guys were not earning it. In those days, man, MTN guys were getting 800, like electrical engineers. Eh? And man, it was the talk of town. Man, MTN, what, you know, now for me, I was earning way much more than MTN guy. And now, the advantage with Chenjojo was that the food, like my lunch, okay, here in Kla, you'd spend, I guess, maybe 10K or 5. Chenjojo, 2,000. Can't you see? Now, you have more money to give. The Kampala guys are spending their dimes on food because of the standard of the cost of living. Chenjojo, you go to shave your hair. Man, 1K. Guys in class spending. Do you understand? So God gave me an opportunity to even what have more to give. So I'm not spending it on myself. Okay? Man, I gave, eh? I gave anyway, you know, eh? But me don't have nothing. Nothing. Okay? I didn't have a girl on my case, okay? So my money was my money. Okay? And it wasn't my father's money. It wasn't my mother's money. It was my money. Okay? Of course, I used to give some to my mother because she was retired, you know, eh? But it was my money. It was me to determine how much what to give her, you know, and whether to give another Urela or not. Eh? So anyway, yeah, so I look back and I'm like, hey, you mean that giving touched God that much? Eh? Okay? But it is the condition, I guess, in which I gave and how much, you know, I remain, you know, with me, eh? You know, eh? That God was like, yeah, hallelujah. Okay? And later, of course, years later, he told me that now, okay, one of the messages you'll be preaching when you become a preacher, okay, will be giving. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? You guys, giving works. Hallelujah. And some of you have tested it. Eh? Okay, now, don't stop. Hallelujah. When the harvest comes, when your money is multiplied, now don't get all of it and buy some phone. But you know, Nyevin too. Do you understand? Eat some, so some, eh? Okay? You know, eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Okay? So, Jesus said the same thing as you've seen. Okay? And before Jesus came on the scene, Solomon had said the same thing also. Okay? Proverbs 11, 24, 25 says, there is one, okay? I prefer this in KJV. There is that scattereth, and yet does what? Does what? Say about it. Increases, okay? Scattereth, increases, okay? And there is that withholdeth more than his meat, more than his right, but it tendeth to poverty. Okay? He scatters, okay? Like a sower, you go, you scatter, you see. Okay? And then sometime later, there's a harvest. The seeds you sowed was multiplied. Okay? But you understand, eh? Okay? Then verse 25 says that the liberal soul or the generous soul shall be made fat or shall be made rich. Glory be to God. The generous soul shall be made rich. Glory be to God. Now, I am not saying that everyone who's generous is going to have, I don't know, a plane or a house where, I'm not saying that, okay? But according to God's whatever, he'll make you rich. He'll provide for you. Glory be to God. He'll provide for you. And in your heart, you'll be like, man, come on, Mulungi. Okay? Then when you talk to someone that, man, God has blessed me that way, how, what, look. But you're like, man, come on, Mulungi. Do you understand? There are rich people who don't see how there's any Ugandan who's rich apart from them. Okay? But just because they think that way doesn't make it right. You know, God has blessed people in a way he believes he has blessed them. Okay? And that's what it means by being made rich. Glory be to God. And that promise is to the liberal soul or the generous soul. Glory be to God. Okay? Allow God to multiply your money. Allow God to what? Okoze samu sentezo. And according to the scriptures, it happens only by you giving that money. Do you understand? Okay? Again, don't always be there when you think you're supposed to be given to. Okay? It's called what? It's called that attitude of you're supposed to entitlement. You know, you position yourself, like right now you watch, you know. Don't do that. Be the one you're like, that again, Gaba. If they give me, wonderful, but don't have that spirit on you, It's a deadly spirit. It's a deadly what? And some people would want you to be like that, because they want you to remain poor generation after they engineered that for African Americans. So they expect to be given, and even the guys who appear like they love them together, bower together, you know, they actually don't love them. They are pretending. You know, racism has no place in Sokawa. They're pretending, most of them. You know, they're those Bambi who are sincere. They're like, yeah, the black man. No, it's not right. But others, they're pretending. They just want you to already think you're supposed to get. Then they give you like a 50K, you celebrate. But you don't know how much they have made off you. And that car 50K is coming back to them. You understand? And they give you that 50K to buy drugs so that you can destroy your life properly. But yeah, we're helping them. We're helping the black man. But and they know what you're going to use the money for. So they give you. And then when election comes, you give them the vote. Anyway, you understand? Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah. So always be, when you get a job, hallelujah, celebrate that man. You're going to get seed within 30 days. Be excited about that. Don't start thinking, now, Kati, what? Another shirt, another phone, what? I hear people are buying land, you understand? Yes, all those things are good, but where is giving in all those things that you're saying? Where is that? Do you understand? Okay? In my opinion, giving should be first on the list. If you really love yourself, if you really, are serious about your future and your comfort and, and your kids were coming, because for you can suffer alone, okay? You can suffer locally. By the way, years ago, I was like, I'll never get married. And, by the way, I was serious. You just see me here, but what? I'm a serious guy. Unless God tells me. But as I get married, for what? I'm going to be so busy serving the Lord. As in, you know. And then the other thing is, you get children and they go to hell. But that was a serious thing to me. My kids go to hell. I'd rather not bring them into the earth. Umlalabalete. Let someone else give birth to them. They are there. You understand? But me, my kids. Because back in the day, and even now, I believe there's hell. I said, now I give birth to kids. And my kids go to, they don't get saved. Why, you know? And they go, I was like, it's not worth it. Then people say, but you know, when you're married, you eat nice food, your wife cooks for you. But I was like, nice food? I'm going to have dime. Because remember, as when they're giving, I knew, no financial depression, Nice food, you just get around the place. As in, places have nice food, more places. So nice food. Then another guy said, now, but you see, you're a man. What? You have to, you understand? You have to have a woman, you know. And I'm like, but, there's a saying that you can't miss what you have never, And I'm like, I've never done that stuff. So, you know, Then one time I came across a scripture, which I was like, I think it is in Isaiah 49, which says that, and your children I will save. I was like, now, this is wonderful. To me, I'm like, God was telling me, Avanabo, Jacobarokola. And, you know, we have come a long way. Hallelujah. But what was I saying? Giving, yes, of course, I was talking about giving, but there's something I was talking, you know. Anyway, hallelujah. Yes, please, you can suffer locally, but now the children you're bringing in the earth, they shouldn't suffer because of you, because of your meanness. Since it's now a Zidia, was in one more Mwenge. Mwenge ne Taba. Do you know Taba? You know Taba. Now, in those days, it was Omwenge ne Taba. But these days, it is Omwenge ne Njaga. Drugs. Man, back in the day, smoking, you know, cigarettes. When we're in school, senior one, you know, you remember? Adolescence, you know, begins to set in around that time. All right? So, and we used to call them bandits. From the word bandit. Like a bad guy, bad, you know. Adolescence is dangerous, you know. You become bad, man. Being bad is cool, Okay, bad guy, you know. So, senior two, I started becoming a bad guy. So, some of my friends were smokers, okay, in smack, you know. We used to call it Okube Mbua. Where it came from, I don't know. Okube Mbua, my guy, what? Akube Mbua, guy bandy, man, he's a bad guy, man. And in school, man, guy's a bad guy. And it's essentially who means man, you know what? Okay? So my friends were what? Guys, some of them were smoking, but for me, I wasn't. Now, there's like a guy we were with in the same class, and he used to stay in what? Bukoto. And he was friends with some guy who was like a reverend at the church. Okay, and that reverend were like friends with my dad. So this customer guy, a classmate, comes and tells his what? Urela, that man, you know what? Mr. Bwango's son smokes. So, man, the reverend came and told my dad, man, I've been told your son is smoking. So my dad comes home. Okay? Your late grandfather comes what? Who comes home? He calls me. Okay? When he had something serious to tell you, it was in his what? Bedroom. Come to my room. If you have done something that needs cleaning, belt. You know, eh? And then so he comes. Then he says, now, I've been told by so-and-so. Who was told by so-and-so? Hey, he gave me all the info. Say, I've been told that you're smoking. Is it true? I told him no. Then he said, okay, if it is not true, never do it. If it is true, stop it. Go. You understand? But smoking, you know? But these days, man, smoking is a small thing. But get very monjaga. Not these things, of like a cigarette, or how much? 200, about, you know? Those days, Sportsman. Do you know sportsman?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sportsman, yeah. Then there was a sportsman and Rex. Do you know Rex? Oh, it's not there. Now you go to supermarket, man, it means we are class. Cigarettes now, class. Names which I even don't know. But, hallelujah. Yeah, glory be to God. Visitors, this is not how we always are, but and we are ending soon. Amen? Yeah, now, when you begin giving, please don't stop. Please don't what? Please don't stop. Of course, there are 10 ways it will be hard for you to give. But the idea is at least be wanting to give. And you go, and you see, but maybe I'm messed up, eh? But this thing, you see, mothers, and mothers to be, and fathers to be, you shouldn't spend all your money on your kids. Man, I look at this generation I'm in now, I think it's very bad. Birthdays, they say, okay, guys spend all their money on what? What monies were now in their house. Like, they house each other. You know, all the money. Now, people are not giving outside their houses. You see, what you're doing is, you're not sowing. When you give to your child, God doesn't consider that as sowing. Now, give to your children. Take care of them. Buy them presents. But, as in be balanced. Okay? As in let some money go out of the house. You understand? There's no way why you should spend all your salary on your child's birthday. Okay? Of course I'm exaggerating, but people are spending so much on... It's not worth... You understand? Be good to that child. And just say, just take a ball. Gift and then give away that money to some other cowboy. You're helping that child because that money that you've given to that kid will become a blessing to that to your what? Do you understand? As in, by the way, be careful. The so-called love you're showing to your kids, it might not actually be love. You're just preparing poverty for them. You understand? Because some of the giving you're doing now will turn out to be a harvest for your children. Your child might get a good job. Why? Not because of them, but because of daddy, mommy, the giving that they did. Do you understand? You see, for me, yes, I was blessed, I don't know, with this giving thing. So, most of life, I look at it in that way. When I see the way people are worth, all the money in the house, I'm like, this is not right. Do you understand? And you're doing your kids a disservice. You might be creating poverty for them. You see, do they think the stories the kids tell that man when we're young, man, my mother cakes on the house, what, eh? You know, eh? And man, now the kid is gnashing. Yes, man, back in the day. You understand, eh? It's because back in the day, your mother made you eat all the seed. Your mother didn't love you enough to sow something for you for the future. Parents, be careful, eh? Be careful, eh? Be what? I know we're in a generation where, man, a birthday party has to be. You have to invite the whole clan. But you don't have to. You don't have to invite the whole clan. And you see, when you invite them, it is you who have to spend. What we say. So why put, you understand? Eh? Please be careful. Women, mothers, eh? Especially. Be careful. Love your kids enough to sow something for them for the future. Do you understand? This is serious. Eh? You see, you should reach a certain age where brichokola, you think about the kids. The kids' future, not just, now you eat the cake. You know, you've eaten it with the whole clan. The cake was 1.2, over what, 3 million. Zigenze gone. Now, it's not wrong. You can do it if you want or if you're led to. But if you realize, no. What? Say no, that cake 1.3 ma. We shall do 2.5. If you're that rich, say 2.5. 500. Eh? Glory be to God. So don't stop, amen? Hallelujah. I'm closing, okay? It says, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. And let us not grow weary, okay, or weary while doing good. For in due season, we shall do what? Reap if we don't faint, if we don't lose heart. Okay? So don't faint. When you start giving, please don't stop. Don't stop. Opportunities will come for you to faint, but don't stop. Don't faint. And one time, the seed that you've sown will come back to you multiplied. Why? Because God multiplies seed that is sown. God multiplies money that is given, not money that you stay with. Hallelujah. Okay? Allow God to multiply your money. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.